from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Big. Before the All-Star break.
Yeah, right.
Like, if you wanted to like lean ahead to the All-Star break, great. It's going to be fun. The All-Star game is going to be fun.
I mean, we're going to talk more about it, but there's so many stars in this All-Star game. I'm excited about the All-Star game for the first time in years, I think.
And then, oh, by the way, you face Boston for three games, who you're a half game behind in the wild card standings.
Right. This is a big-time series for the boys in blue,
Talk about a momentum boost before the All-Star break for the team.
Right.
How about you go into Boston and win a series?
Right. Go out there and take two out of three from the Red Sox, and you're in a playoff position going into the All-Star break?
That's some juice, right?
You know, I didn't look this morning, but I saw yesterday Cole Reagans was facing TBA. I like our chances in that one tonight.
I don't know. Those TBAs always scare me.
They really do, yeah.
Here's a guy who's never thrown above A-ball before. He comes out and throws like six shutout innings. You're like, what the hell?
Who the hell is this guy?
Yeah. So they have Boston for three. Again, you have another series with Boston early August, but that's a team it looks like you're going to be battling for a wild card spot.
But just think
about crossing off the division, but the division gets kind of right now. The wild card standings matter.
Right.
And stay within striking distance. But you get the juice of going to Boston and just take two out of three. I'm not saying just take two out of three. But if you win the series in Boston, you jump them. Then there's the All-Star break, and we can all look at the standings for a week.
Right.
And see that team's a playoff team. Right there. Come on.
Think about how good these guys are going to feel on Sunday afternoon if they take two out of three from Boston and you're going into a 4-day weekend, right? Is that what it's going to be? Because you start back on Friday, right? A 4-day a weekend.
They come back Thursday for, I don't know.
They're going to take some swings or whatever. But games start on Friday, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So you got essentially a 4-day weekend coming up, right? You love those 4-day weekends. How much better are 4-day weekends when you have a success on Friday?
I mean, I'm sure Vinny Pasquantino is going to be studying Quinn Ewers tape while
he is. Because the Jets need a quarterback.
No, I'm kidding.
But so you go into that 4-day weekend and you're in the playoffs, right? And you have 4 days to go, man, look at what we were able to accomplish in the first half of the season. And that really gets you excited for the second half of the season, knowing, hey, we control our own destiny right now. We've got an opportunity to go out here in the next couple of months and really do something that nobody thought that we could do. And that was make it into the postseason. And so I just think it is such a big mental thing for this ball club to have themselves above that line in the standings, in the postseason, in the wild card going into the All-Star break. And it's a big mental boost for all of us, especially all the zip poppers out there who don't want to, you know, say that this team is really good and complain about this team all the time and say, oh, there's no good. Going into the All-Star break, this team is holding on to a playoff spot. That's a great position in which to be, a fun position in which to be, and a big slap in the face to Bill Pecota and his rankings and all that kind of stuff that come out before the season. And so I love the fact that this is a big, meaningful series
Again,
for the first
Bill.
Time.
It's not Bills.
I know, but it's named for him. But for the first time in, you know, basically a decade, we're in a position right now to be in the playoffs, to play a big series before the All-Star
Bill
game.
Used to have a sweet Royals chopper motorcycle. He's a big Royals guy.
He's a big Royals guy. Big guy.
He wasn't hammering
that. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? His standings are 72 wins, and that's why I kind of take a little bit of pride where I said, why can't we be better than that? And the Royals are better than where we thought, or a lot of people anyway, thought that they were going to be. But I just think it's just like it's just a mental thing to see yourself above that line going into the All-Star break, both for the fans and for these guys on the team as well. All their hard work is really paying off, and you come back after the All-Star break, and you got less than half a season to go, and it's like, all right, boys, it's go time. And then when John Sherman gives more funds to JJ and they go out there and they go and, you know, find a way to add to this ball club over the next couple of weeks, think about the boost that that's going to bring to these guys as well. So this is a big time series for the Royals. Go out there, take care of business, win 2 of 3 against the Red Sox, be in position to have a playoff spot before the All-Star break.
Be terrific.
And everything's looking good, man. And then roll into the All-Star break, which I think that Major League Baseball is setting itself up for one of the best All-Star weeks that we've seen in quite some time, because there's so many big names, and we'll get to that as the morning goes along. And one of those should be freaking Paul Skeens pitching on Tuesday night.
Yesterday was Skeens Day, and boy, did he deliver.
Yeah.
I mean, so much so they preemptively cut him off.
That's right. You ever been cut off at a bar? That was like that yesterday with Skeens. He was cruising, man. He was feeling good. He was starting to get that groove thing going on the dance floor, and then the lights came on and the night was over. I'm like, hang on a second, man. We were just getting to the good part.
Paul Skeens goes 7 no-hit innings, 99 pitches.
What 99 pitches and 108-1.
What did he throw, like 6 or 8 or something in his final inning?
The sixth inning, I think it was a 6-pitch inning.
Because
I was at a stoplight listening to the game, because I had to run a quick errand. I was watching it on TV. Then I put the MLB. I'm a sicko.
I know.
I'm
a sicko. No. That's the Skeens is must-see TV right now.
And so I'm at a stoplight. The inning ended. I'm like, wait a second. I just got to this stoplight. It was a 6-pitch inning.
Yeah.
I think he pitched 36 pitches or something like that in his last 3 or 4 innings or something.
I activated my MLB TV free thing only to watch that.
Right.
That's the only thing I've really with Skeens.
Right.
I've been paying attention to that, but he gets, it's bad for baseball. Come on.
It is. It sucks for baseball. It's stupid.
I know you want to make the cases for better for as long.
We don't know that. These guys can blow out at any time.
100 pitches is just a number.
It's a fake number, like 10,000 steps. That was just a created number by a technology company.
It sounds great.
Yeah, right.
Sounds great.
It's a nice number.
You may need 12,000 steps. Somebody else may need 8,000
steps. Right.
Somebody may need 8,124 steps a day would be the best for them.
Right.
100 pitches is a made-up number.
It's a made-up number.
It looks good. It's not everybody's threshold. Mm-mm. It absolutely is not. And so to have him out there doing that and then to pull him when you have an opportunity to thrust him and baseball upon the center stage.
Right.
Is a travesty.
It really is. It sucks yesterday.
It sucks for the fan.
It sucks for the fan and for the game. And you're trying to grow this game. And we're, I think, on the cusp of another golden age in baseball right now. Like, baseball's really effing good right now, guys. I see some people say, no wonder it's a dying sport. Baseball is not a dying sport. There are a lot of superstars in the game right now, and Paul Skeens is one of those. And the way you capture the casual fan and grow the game is allow your superstars to go out there and show what they can do. And it felt like at 1 o'clock on a Thursday yesterday, so many people were paying attention to what was going on with Paul Skeens. And not just yesterday, but all of his starts. Like, people are dialed in and paying attention to what Paul Skeens is doing. When was the last time you cared about a Pittsburgh Pirate pitcher? Kent Tekulve?
That's what I was going to say.
Right? Kent Tekulve, or the guy who pitched on LSD that day? Yeah. Doc Roberts
Doc
or
Ellis?
Something? Yeah, Doc Ellis. Yeah. Other than that, when was the last time you cared about the Pittsburgh Pirates? And
Barry Bonds would be the other answer.
The other answer. Yeah. Yeah. And you have a guy out there who's capturing America.
Yeah, Barry Bonds was once a pirate, kids.
Yeah, for those who don't know. Yeah.
And much skinnier then.
Much skinnier. Smaller head.
Smaller dome.
Yeah. Look at that dome. That was like a 6 7/8 back in the day. Now he's like a 7 1/4. But so you have this kid pitching. It captures America. And then is it Derek Shelton,
the
skipper?
Yeah.
He should be fired. this is like that dope in Tampa who pulled Blake Snell out of the World Series. What are we doing here?
Derek Shelton will get an extension because the team, I'm sure, felt it was great. Skeens, meanwhile, you could tell he's a pro because he was like, yeah, no big deal.
I think that's kind of just where we're at in the season. Just being able to use all my weapons and attack with them and trust them. Probably a little bit more than earlier in the season. But yeah, just in a good spot. Had to grind through those first few innings, but got a couple quick innings in there and just came down to executing. Not until like the, I don't know, sixth or seventh inning. I thought about it and then got out of my mind. Didn't really matter because it was a 1-0 ball game, 0-0 ball game, and then a 1-0 ball game. Just about getting outs. I mean, definitely wanted to finish it, but throwing every 6 days, 5 days, whatever it is now, definitely understand that side of it. That's their job, and they do it really well. So, wasn't worried at all when I came out of the game. Just, I knew that they would finish it. You know, there are days where it's going to be better than others, and having all your weapons helps, and it's kind of how it was today. That'd be cool. I haven't thought about it a ton. Just been focusing on getting to this outing and then through it. It would be cool.
This guy's been pulled out of two no-hitter performances already in his career. A six-inning performance against the Cubs about a month and a half ago. I was watching that game as well. And then yesterday's. I mean, could you imagine if they left him in and this guy already had two no-hitters in his career? I mean, we'd be talking about one of the great legendary pitchers of all time. Two no-hitters in his first 2 months in Major League Baseball. The guy is an amazing watch. He's effortless on the mound. It makes it look effortless out there on the mound. And when you're trying to rebound your game and grow your game like baseball did with steroids in the late 90s, you've got the Paul Skeens effect going on. You absolutely leave him in there. That was a major mistake by that manager of the Pirates. I know this is going to sound hyperbolic because it is, but I mean, like, if you're Major League Baseball right now, you got to launch an investigation against the Pirates and be like, what are you doing here? You're really hurting the benefit of the game.
Remember
by taking this kid out.
This felt a lot to me like Steven Strasburg.
Yeah.
Like when he burst on the scene,
yep.
And they were just not letting him go.
Not letting him go.
Like, oh, you're just depriving him.
You're depriving the fan.
You're depriving us of what was going to. Steven Strasburg was an okay pitcher. I mean,
right.
It was fine, but I feel like that there was a cusp of like rocket ship.
Right.
And they just like, oh, we're going to slow play
it. And Steven Strasburg was never like this, though. Like this.
No, but he was.
Yeah.
He was kind of put up there.
Yeah.
As this.
Oh, God. Yeah, he was.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yep. And you know where he is right now? Retired.
Well, yeah. I didn't know exactly. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's on the
like,
mountain
okay,
with Roger
yeah,
Goodell.
Yeah,
I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. Him and Goodell are talking Netflix deals. Yeah.
So, but you wanted that to happen then. I remember that distinctly. Like, you wanted him to, like, oh, we're gonna put him on a pitch count. We're gonna do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, really? Like, he looks different. Like, let him go.
Right.
And let this guy go. And then obviously pitch. You got him start on Tuesday.
You have to start him on Tuesday. This is a golden opportunity for Major League Baseball. This is where the commissioner needs to intervene and say, I really don't care what you guys are saying, like dugout-wise, nerd-wise, all you statisticians out there that went to Harvard
He's
that don't have a clue.
Baseball, let it ride.
This guy needs to pitch on Tuesday night. And he doesn't need to just pitch on Tuesday night. He needs to start on Tuesday night.
And then he's out by the time Bobby Witt comes in to hit a home run.
Right, exactly.
We don't,
Exactly.
He can mow through his portion of the lineup. Then
Bingo.
Witt gets in.
Right.
And then,
And I'm not talking about one inning for Paul Skeens because his innings are six pitches. You need to let this guy perform on the national stage in front of what's going to be an audience of a lot of casual fans. And this is how you grow the game. This is how you make baseball better again, right? You go out there and you allow Paul Skeens to pitch. You allow him to go out there and show his wares. And you allow America to look at him and say, I love this guy. I want this guy. I want to follow this guy. I was sitting there yesterday listening to him, do his thing on the Pirate broadcast. I'm like, I may buy a jersey. Like, that's to the level of where we are right now, where the ancillary sports fan who has no interest in the Pittsburgh Pirates is taking an interest in. And the only way you can grow the game and make the game great is to go out there and let the stars perform. And that's what baseball's been lacking. For how many years, Josh, have we been talking about baseball does a terrible job of marketing its stars, right? Here's an opportunity to market one of the biggest stars that this game has seen in almost a generation. You've got to go out there and maximize that.
Yes.
Yes. Pitch him on Tuesday night in a starting role and let him go at least two innings.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.